Okay, Siftes. In my mind, the first nine Sifim of Simin Samach Tes are one. I would say the first nine Sifim are how to, and after that it's what if. In other words, in Malicha you have how to do Malicha. And those are the three steps, Hadachah Rishayna, Malicha, and Hadachah Achrayna. And then the what if start with Sif Yud. Although to a certain degree, even the first nine Sifim, we have the what if you forget each of the steps. But as far as what you need to know to do Malicha, it's the first nine Sifim. So I'd like to finish Sif Tes and then discuss a couple of the contemporary Malicha issues, which aren't that many, but some of the issues, and then we'll move on. The halacha of Sif Tes is simple enough. It should remind us of things we learned in Yeridaya in Basa B'Cholav and Taruvis, because here there is something of a connection. The Mechaber has the Shaila, if somebody salted meat, did that Dacha Rishayna properly, did the Malicha properly, but he did not do the Hadacha Achrayna, and he took this chicken without a Hadacha Achrayna, and he put it into his chicken soup. What is the din? In Sif Ches, we dealt with the first part of this. What's the din? You put it into a kli, you're not cooking it. Just put it into a kli, shein menukin. Here we talk about if you put it into a soup and you cook it. So we all know that the first thing you do if somebody calls with a shayla is you ask if there's shishim. Kenegede iser. Now, what is the iser? You have a piece of meat. You soaked it properly. You salted it properly. The piece of meat itself is not iser. The piece of meat is 100% kosher. It was soaked and salted. What is the iser now? Why are you doing hadacha achrayna? Only because of the salt on the surface. The salt on the surface is now iser. The salt on the surface, well, if there's blood on the surface, that's all iser. So what you need shishim is shishim against the salt. And that's what the Mechaber says. Basar shen nimlach, v'nizvashu b'lei hadach achrayna, tzarev shiyehei boi shishim kidei hamelach shabai. You need 60 against the salt that's on this piece of meat. V'cholak teirim mistarev l'shishim. The Rama says everything in the pot is mistarev. So you need shishim against the salt.
Why isn't that what goes into the salt?
Good. First question is, Shach and Taz deal with, is why shishim against the salt? Now this din itself is really a simple din. I think anybody here would have figured it out, that you need shishim against the salt. There are three questions here that the Shach and Taz deal with. The first is, why shishim against the salt? Why not shishim against the blood? The salt is mutter. What's the answer? Chaticha nas nevela. You like that teretz? Chaticha nas nevela? The salt is chaticha nas nevela. Oh, so we have two teretzim. Either chaticha nas nevela, or we don't know how much blood is in the salt, so therefore we have to measure against all the salt. Okay, so these two terutzim both say in Shach Lamidalit. Lamidalit kidei hamelach shabai kekasav gamator b'tzarech lai mahenu mitam delo yadinan kama dama bala. So first he gives the reason that was presented here. Second, we don't know how much blood there is in the salt, so therefore we measure against all the salt. B'chekasav b'siyas yisim kofei the lekel amei mitam deha melach nasa nevela. Why can't you say the other reason was offered? Because chaticha das nevela, by shekasav agos amaymini b'shem asmak. The smak says it. The asfira leila tor lekamasim tzadik beis the leyamin and chanan ela b'basa b'chalav. We had a machlokes to mechaber and the Rama, which is a machlokes earlier in the Rishayim regarding chaticha das nevela. Chaticha das nevela min hatayra is a rule that if milk goes into meat, meat goes into milk. Everything is gufei iser. The meat is the gufei iser, and the milk is the gufei iser, and that's a davar pasha. Rabbanan made a gzeira, and whether the pass in such a gzeira is a machlagis. The mechaber holds we don't say chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim, and the Rama shita is that we do say chaticha nas nevela b'shari sur midrabanan, which means that if dam as is the salt now, the guf of the salt is called the guf yisr, chaticha nas nevela, and therefore you need shishim against the salt itself. You know, the example we had in Basa B'chalav Yeredei and Taruvis would be if some nevela, if someone cooked a chicken soup and one piece of chicken was nevela, one was not. So the one that was not is now considered chaticha nas nevela, is considered gufa yisr. Not just a blia of yisr, it's considered gufa yisr. That's chaticha nas nevela. So the Shach says that really lahalacha, both reasons are true. By in our case, the salt, you need shishim against the salt for two reasons. A, lo yadina kamavala, we know how much blood is in the salt. And B, because midrabanan chaticha nas nevela, so the salt is the guf yisr. However, the mechaber, who doesn't hold up chaticha nas nevela, cannot hold of that reason, and therefore the Torah and the mechaber have to hold of the other reason, lo yadina kamavala. And this is correct. The only thing that's a little strange is that the Taz in Sifkat Yotes gives the reason of Chaticha Nas Nevela, and he's explaining the Mechaber. And he's explaining the Shita of the Mechaber. And Rabbi Kiva Eger is Matmiya. Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you have the regular print or the copies, it's two lines at the bottom. It starts with the words Ki HaMelach Nasa Kulay. It's a short Rabbi Kiva Eger, Ki HaMelach Nasa Kulay Nevela, Hu Tumua. The Taz says, Chaticha Nasa Nevela, Hu Tumua. HaMechaber Svira Lay Deli Amina Chaticha Nasa Nevela B'Shari Surim. The Mechaber Sheet is, you don't say Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Elavadai Hatam Dola Yadina Kamabola Kamashkosa V'Shasukon Lamedal. Alright, so this is something which is academically important, but in practical terms, it's not important, because either reason by itself is a good reason that you need Shishim against the soul. To the degree that there's dam be'en on the surface, you certainly need shishim against the dam be'en as well.
So why are we talking about the salt?
Because if you look at a piece of meat after salting, you don't see a whole lot of dam, you see a whole lot of salt. It's typically.
We don't know how much dam came out, and the maximum that it could be would be the size of the chaticha of the meat.
So maybe well, then you would need shishim against the whole chaticha. I understand. But there's not more dam in this soup where I put this piece of meat, there's no more dam than the amount that's covering the surface all around. Whatever ran off, ran off. A lot of the dam runs through the klei menuchin when you salt it. So it's only what's on the surface. What? Right. Right. Okay, it's interesting. We do say chaticha nas neveli even by malicha. We're saying it's machlekes rishayim if you say chanan by malicha, and the Shach and Taz are saying that even if it's a kayach malicha, we're still going to say chaticha nas neveli. If it drips, we don't say because there's no bliya, but salting, there's no bliya. Chaticha nas neveli has to be that there's a bliya of iser. So there's be'en mixed into the meat, but there's no bliya in the meat. A bliya is something which travels either through heat or maliyach hariyu koreseyach, or through salting, which is like heat. But if it's a drip that you can't see, you can't locate. Salt, no. Kavush, right? Kavush is 24 hours. Salting. Right, kavush hariyu kumavushal, but maliyach hariyu koreseyach. Beliach is like resich of tzli, which also goes bekulay, and that's even in the amount of time kadesh yinu al arvi asiach, which we're going to see later in this siman.
Between the belicha and other things with respect to absorption, because that actually changes the color of the salt. You see that full of blood.
You can see that the salt gets full of blood. Therefore,
you can say that it's katicha nas in the veil, even though normally you might not say katicha nas.
See, there's no reason according to the mechaber. There's no such thing as katicha nas. The mechaber holds katicha nas veil is only when basar goes into chalav goes into basar, so they're both heter and tertiyah. But to make a new concept, so the Kivega is asking why. Okay, that's the first issue. There's a second issue, Well, no, I didn't read the Taz inside. It's your Taz, but it's Shara Taz, so I can read it. The second issue, which is also in Taz, your Taz, is there's a concept which we learned in Hilchos Pasul B'Challah, the Siman Tzadik Beis. Now, let me review the concept, and then we'll discuss its application here. There's something called Isser Davuk. Isser Davuk was a concept that when you have let's say you have a piece of meat with the chalev still attached. Someone neglected to do nikor, and there's a piece of steak, and it's still got the ribs weren't cleaned out, or the diaphragm wasn't cleaned out, and there's a piece of chalev still attached to it. That piece of meat doesn't have 60 against the chalev. You took that piece of meat, and you threw it into a cholent, or into a pot of soup, and it's cooking. And you caught yourself, oh, look what did I do. I messed up. I threw in chalev into the soup. And you look at the soup, you look at the chalev, the shishim against the chalev that's there. When the shishim against the chalev that's there, l'chayr it should be mutter. We said in Siman Tzadik Beis, it is a concept of Isser Davuk. Isser Davuk means the chalev is attached to this piece of meat. And therefore, in Isser Davuk, we said two explanations, that it's memahir levloya. The piece of meat that's attached to the chalev, it absorbs taste from the chalev more quickly. And therefore, it becomes Isser before the chalev is bottled in the rest of the contents of the pot. So therefore, the piece of meat becomes nasa nevela, and since the piece of meat becomes it's memar levlaya, it's belaya first. So we actually had two explanations in the Rishayim, either because it's memar levlaya, or lechayshish that when he stirred the pot, that piece sort of popped out on its own. But at any rate, the idea of Isser Davuk is the primary reason is that it's memar levlaya, that it's belaya more quickly. And therefore we said that piece of meat, even like the Mechamer, that piece of meat itself becomes Isser. And since that piece of meat becomes Isser, even if you have shishim in the pot, that piece of meat remains Isser, unless you have shishim against the whole piece. And like the Didan that we pass in Chatichanas Nevela, so there'll be a second problem, now you're going to use shishim against that entire piece. That's... no, Chatich Nasvel is not only is not according to the Mechaber. The what? It's a davuk.
The Mechaber don't hold that it spreads out quickly.
Very quickly, we don't say Nas Nevela for the rest of the pot. You only shishim against the chaylov.
Only against the chaylov.
Right. The Ramah was in Sif Dalit in Sadik Beis. He said. Ramadi said that by an Isser Davuk it's Mamar Levoya. So what Shver? What? Where by Isser Davuk? By Isser Davuk we say that since it's attached to it, it's going to be belayed more quickly into that piece. Stirring only it works when a drip falls in, you can quickly stir it, but not by something that's attached.
So,
either way, because it's memar levloya before it dissolves, right? So here frektemarshal, this is an Isser Davuk. The salt that's on the meat is stuck to the meat. So now when you put this piece of meat into the soup without washing it off, let's say, even if you have shishim against the melach, what does it help? That piece itself should be memar levloya from the salt that's attached to it. And it should become Isser. And then you should need shishim against the entire piece. What you're saying is good. I'm going to get to it. One second. This is the Marshal's Kasha.
Which one is that?
I'm going to read the Marshal in Shach Lamed Hay, It says smack halfway through. It should be halfway through in your print also. Marshal be'isr ve'heter shaloi. Looks like it says Marshal be'ar sameach. Because it's spelled Bez Aleph Vav Sin. That's actually a shin. Marshal be'isr ve'heter shaloi sharkes. Got it, Mark? Daniel, help you. In Lamed Hay, halfway down, it says Marshal be'isr shaloi sharkes u'besifrei perikin anoshu simin Lamed. Herach ma'oid lifsaik. He's marach ma'oid to paskin. The lamai de kaimulon de be'isr davar bein etzam neged kalachaticha. We paskin need 60 against the whole piece. Dachinami b'nisha b'teir shishim neged kalachaticha. You should need 60 against the whole piece. And even if there is 60 against the piece, afilahachi chaticha atzma asura. The chaticha itself should be aser. V'tiach harbe klape hamayrim neged zeh ayin sham. Those of you who know the Marshal style, hitiach harbe means he spoke sharply against all the Amoratsim that don't paskin like him. So zaktishachu b'sifri tachisi kol devarav. In my sefer, I knocked off everything he said, like Kivin Yafa, and that he's not correct. Like Kivin Yafa, because my b'shem Aram u'b'divrei Ma'ari asher aleihem bani yisaidai, he didn't understand that vo'iker the Ram svirolei the bechaticha atzma. Yeshishim levatol dam v'hamelach sha'olav, that the shita of the Maram is that every piece has 60 against the dam and melach sha'olav. We're going to talk about that shita soon. Ve'ein tzorach tziruf ha'raitiv shebikdeira, and you don't have to be mitzarif the raitiv in the kdeira. Va'isrim sviralei deim chaticha atzma shishim. L'chem bima l'tziruf ha'raitiv. V'achi nahaginan. V'zeh nitchu kol devarav. Now he doesn't explain what happened to the chashad of Issa Davuk. Why that problem that it's in Issa Davuk does not fall off? The Prima Gadim says, maybe in the Taz as well, that when you put it into the water is the salt is nimas in water. The nature of salt is that it'll spread out into the water and it'll be nimas b'tech
hamayim. So it's not really Davuk.
And yeah. And the chaylev is not.
It's physically attached.
Chaylev is not. It's attached. Eventually, it'll melt. There's a chavis das in Sadik Beis. It's chavis das of Kot Neches. The chavis das there has he aside in Issa Davuk. He says there, it's a short piece, the Dibur HaMasal is Issa Davuk. Nireh Davkashu David B'Teilada. That Issa Davuk is, like you said, is only something that's naturally attached, such as chaylev, which comes originally attached to the meat. Let's say someone makes a stuffed chicken. He stuffs rice into the chicken. And it's stuffed in very tight. The roitev can't come in. Machmas inyan acher, it's tight. But the Chavis Das says that Issa Davuk is only Davuk mitchilas kriyasa. Only something that's naturally Davuk, and that's the original case. Naturally, that would answer the taina here of the Marshal, that over here it's not an Issa Davuk because of the fact that it's betchilas b'yasa. So it's very geshmak in lomdis. In halacha, though, I have a bit of a problem. Because the Marshal doesn't agree with this, you say. The Taz in your test, take a quick look. He says, Kedei ha-melech shabai, le'sagi samach neger adam, ki ha-melech nasa kulay nevela. That's what he says first. Because he says, b'zeh b'shem agos ma'ayim. Aval ein lo'im ha-shachaticha asma ti ha-kulay nevela. V'istarach samach neged kula, ki ein ze isa davuk. Why? Ki tekev shabola kedera no mesachelo hamelach min abasa. He says, why is it not an isa davuk? Because the salt mixes straight into the contents of the pot. U'shal b'sevetish l'cheres pasdabina samach neged achaticha. K'vay marichah v'kosam marichah mizal alav d'olay nira devar of isa. So it bothers me that this is not like the Chavis Das. One second, it's not like the Chavis Das. What the Taz, the Marshal, and the Taz And presumably the Shach don't seem to agree with the Chavis Das's Yisai. Because they're saying here it's not Isadavuk. The Rosh Hashanah says it is Isadavuk. And the Chayokim say it's not Isadavuk because it's the nature of salt to mix into water. So they don't seem to, why don't they just say, because it's not Davuk B'tchilas B'Yasai. It's not something that was created together. The Shach doesn't explain his reason. He's sending you to his Sefer HaAruch, where he says he explains it. I don't see that he says he explains the reason. Maybe he is. I don't think so. I think if you look in the Prima Gaudim, he brings the other reason of Nomas. He doesn't bring the reason of Tchilas B'Yasai. And it just seems that they don't agree with the idea of Tchilas B'Yasai.
If you had two pieces of one tray, one cup, you put it together in a pan or something.
Yeah.
According to the Taz, that would be
Dovah.
It remains Dovah. I mean, the chiluk would be if it stays when you put it into
the coat,
and was pressed in together.
Right.
Even though it wasn't actually.
It would seem that they argue with the Chavis Das as he said. Now, you can rely on the Chavis Das, you always have a tziruf of the fact that not everyone holds his Sechatichanas Nevela. Right? In the first place, the whole thing is it depends on whether you say Chatichanas Nevela to the Shishim Kedegi the Chaticha. But nevertheless, it's a little disturbing that the Chavis Das there doesn't mention that the Lechayritz, it's an old Shiloh over here about Isadavuk. All right, so that's two. We dealt first with, you need Shishim against the salt. The first thing we dealt with is why Shishim against the salt? Why not against the dam? So we had the two reasons, either because Lo Yadin or Kamavola, or Chatichan Asnavel. Then we had the Marshal's Kasha, that you should need Shishim Kedegi the whole piece, if I care, the Marshal is Machmir, and that the answer is that we don't say it's a davuk. We have two reasons for that too. Either the Taz's reason, because we say salt, the nature is it spreads into the water, or the Chavis Das's reason that it's not Tchilas B'Yasa. Third question, and that is, why is it enough Shishim against the salt? Salt is something that gives taste to more than shishim. And if it gives taste to more than shishim, it should answer even more than the shishim against it. So the answer is, this is exactly the same thing as the old lemon that was cut with a trefa knife, shayla, and put into the coke. Where the question was, why is shishim enough? You can still taste the lemon. So we had the rule that it doesn't matter because the lemon is not treif. It's only the blia that's in the lemon that's treif. Ein anesa yachal eser b'makim sheinesa atzma yachal elasham, which is the expression that we had. The Taz says it here as well. Again, in your test. Excuse me. No piss. The Taz, 4 or 5 lines in, Ein lahakshay, so kaimala milsa david lataima, a filibelafoy bottle. So it's made for taste, it's not bottle even in 1,000. Umelechadoy sitam, and salt does give taste. Tiritz, re share duro, or it's a mashah shar dalit, I'm not sure. Do you have it without the abbreviations?
No.
Anyway, the zeo dafke im gufa iser hu nice and tam. When do we say that somebody that gives taste asers, if the gufa iser is a davacharif, so it gives taste. Mashaykh kind of melach in a yaser, el bakayatam shabai, badam ino nice and tam. So this is what confuses everyone all the time when I mention this idea that ino nesi yachalesar. I talk about the lemon that was cut with a trefa knife and the fact that it doesn't aser. So that it doesn't aser, the lemon doesn't aser, only the iser asers. So the question is, chatichan aser nevela, and we say that the lemon became the gufa iser. If the lemon is the gufa iser, so it should aser. But the answer is that the rule, that ein anesa yachal aser, is a rule in chatichan aser nevela. Taisus, I think it's Kufchesa Mebeis in Chulin, says that's a rule in Chaticha Nas Nevela, that the thing that's Nas Nevela can't become more than the thing that made it a Nevela. If the thing that made it a Nevela can't give Tamim more than Shishim, because it's not a Dava Charif, it's blood in this case, then the thing that became nevela, it only became the nevela of the thing that made it nevela. So it's actually a rule in chaticha nas nevela that the nesar can aser more, and it's sort of an efshel asaychai type of situation.
Right. A split in that.
Right. In volume, we need shishim against the salt. But
the power effect of the taste of the salt.
The fact that it's a davar charav, that doesn't change it. So these are three ha'aris here in the Shach and Taz on this din of the Shulchan Aruch. And now we'll finish the Ramah. The Ramah began Kol Kedera Mitzaref L'Shishim. The whole Kedera combines to Shishim, and the Mechaber agrees with that. V'im yesh b'kedera kol kach k'maya chaticha shenimlach v'lo yehudach hakrel shari. It's very hard to measure salt. You know, if you have a piece of something, it's hard enough to measure. You're telling somebody, is there shishim against the salt that's on the surface? Very hard to measure, unless you knew you took a handful of salt, you salted it, you know they have.
And
some falls off. So the Ramah here says a way to measure it. Ramah says we have a Kabbalah that every piece of meat, and don't start screaming, let me finish. If every piece of meat has 30 against the salt that's around it. Always has shloishim. There's a shita that the Shach brought, that there's shishim in every piece of meat against the salt. But that shita they reject, Tas says the Tas Hatfos, it should say Lamed, shloishim, not shishim, that every piece has shloishim against the salt that's on it. So that doesn't help, shloishim is not enough. What it means is, if I took a piece of meat and I put it into a soup or into a cholent, if the rest of the contents of the pot are equal to the thing I put in, the salted piece I put in without a dacha, so since this is shloishim, the volume of everything else is also shloishim, and it's a total of shishim. Let's read it inside. Zokta Ramah, in yesh b'kedera kol kach, k'maya chaticha shenimlach, if the pot has a volume equal to the piece that was put in, v'lay hudach, hakel shari, devada yika shishim negra melach shal chaticha. There's certainly going to be 60 against the melach on the piece. The chaticha atzma bevada yushloishim negra melach shalav, because every piece of meat certainly has 30 against the salt that's on it. So this is the psak of the Ramah, and it's a difficult one. When we're in Shir, if Palm said that he didn't understand this, what do you mean every piece has shloishim against the salt that's on it? Imagine someone has a thin piece of flanken, and he salts it. You look at it, the whole flanken is an inch thick. The salt is an eighth of an inch on each side. So what are you telling me if there's shloishim against it? It's a very hard thing to say that every piece, you could tell me that the thinner the piece, the worse it is. The more surface area it has, that can compare to.
On a thin piece, it's very thicker piece. You're better.
So let me tell you, then you say we should have to measure every time.
The amount of blood and every piece.
So if you could, we could explain it according to the Mechaber Shita. In other words, we could explain it that, look, the salt is not there, sir. The blood is there, sir. We measure against the salt. We don't know how much blood comes out. So perhaps what they mean is that every piece of meat, the maximum amount of blood that could be nivla into the melach, is 1/30 of that piece of meat. So taka, there could be tons of salt. There could be a lot of salt. But we don't really care about the salt. We care about the blood. So the blood, that there'll always be. Now, first of all, that's a problem. Because the Ramah says, neged ha-melach sha'olav, and has shishloishim against the salt. And secondly, we pass chaticha nas nevela. And therefore, we should always need shloishim or shishim against the salt around it. And therefore, the Ramah passes that way. So therefore, it's something of a difficulty. It seems that the Ramah is saying, look, if you can measure it, measure it. If you can't, you can't. I saw a tshuv in the Rav Palim, in the Ben Ishchai. Somebody salted something, and he cooked it. And he writes at Ben Ishchai, according to my Ashura, the piece of meat has shishim against the salt. It was a big chunk of meat. So he writes back to him, the Ramah is saying that stoma is shloishim. If you measure it in the shishim, it's not in the shishim. It's not a lacha mishum asina. Now he's saying in lakula that it could be more than shloishim. We're saying is that lachayr lachumra should go as well. There are times that there are.
You can do something to sleep, depending how thick it is, that's how long you have to cook it.
That's right. A salty should be the same.
Right.
the salt should be the same.
Maybe a thicker layer, not only the bottom part that's on the meat, it's the one that draws the blood, and that allows to be shleishim kenegadit. Thicker the layers.
It just scientifically can't be true, because you can always cut a piece thin enough that whatever layer of salt is the same layer, no matter how big the piece. So eventually you'll have a piece that doesn't have the shleishim.
Okay.
Right. If you say it's the blood, then it's a good teretz. Just the lashon is neged amela shalav. It's a little bit of a problem. Let's finish the Ramah. What? No, but the rest of it ran away. Now we only have the soul pot.
What's the difference? The word Hamel Shabal from the Mahabir and Hamel Shabalov.
That's the same. But I just mean it's not the amount of blood, it's the amount of salt.
Okay,
back to Ramah. The Elek of Samach Bekadera Negeravelach. Now you'll remember from Taruvos and Basa B'Cholov, the sheet of the Mechaber and the Ramah is that a klisheni is not mevashel. That a klisheni, even if it's very hot, does not cook, does not mafan a mavliya. Yet, the Ramah says a chiddush. If you put salted meat without adach achroina into a pot of water, rak b'klisheni hakoel aser, the ma'achar sheyesha melech v'tzir, since it has the salt and the brine, a filo b'klisheni mevashel. It's based on a Gemara. That in a klisheni, a davacharif causes the cliche. The cliche has to be yatzilei despite. It's not a cliche. But if you have a cliche, it's yatzilei despite. It doesn't have the kayach to cook. And you add to it melech v'tzir. So the melech v'tzir gives it the power to cook. Ubasar yavesh. Yesh lahatir a filo b'klishin. Once the basar that was nimlach, and without a hadacha after the malicha, it got all dried out. Yesh lahatir afilu b'klirishin. Once it dries, and whatever blood is on the surface is dried out. Vade yesh samach neger amelach shalav machashak farnis yavesh. Once it dries, and whatever blood there is between the cracks, so to speak, of the salt, then there is shishim. Avlechat chilu yizar afilu b'basa yavesh loy levash loy oyladicha b'mayim shiatzuledes ben v'loy hadacha. You don't rely on it. What he's saying is that once it's this yavish, when you take a piece of meat and you salt it, the salt is full of liquid, and it's a higher pile of salt. Once it dries, the little bit outside left, half of it evaporates. So instead of shleishim, it's hashish. This whole sif is talking that there was no hadacha achrayna at all. Avalim hudach rak pam achas nisbashal kach mutter. One hadacha, even though we said you need niputs and two hadachas or three hadachas like the Ramah, but one is good b'diyevet. The b'diyevet tzagilei b'hadacha achas b'achrayna. One last hadacha is always good. So this is all till here the rules of forgetting a hadacha achrayna. You have to be careful not to wash it off with hot water. That's right. Because the Tshuva brings a shaila, if somebody washed it with hot water, he doesn't bring the psak, so I'm not reading it, he just gives you a maramokin. The Ramah ends with another topic. Melach shemolchu by pam achas, osur lemloyach loy by pam shenis. What's a svara? Salt that I salted meat with once, I salted it, now I take out the salt, I'll wash off all the blood from the salt, let's say it's possible. Why can't I use the salt again and salt a second time? So there's a klal, pasak kayach hamelach. There's an idea that when you salt meat, pasak kayach hamelach, the kayach hamelach loses its power. Now there's actually a machlokes rishonim. What it means, what does it mean, pasak kayach hamelach? Pasak kayach hamelach means I salt a piece of meat, and it stands there for the shem alicha. Afterwards, the kayach hamelach is finished. Pasak kayach hamelach, what does that mean? So there are those who understand that it's a din in the salt. That the salt itself is pasak kayach hamelach. It's spent, it has a certain amount of energy, and the energy is spent, And now the salt doesn't have that that kayach anymore of malicha. There's a second explanation, which is that no, the salt is salt. Salt is salt. I mean, chemically, it's still a piece of salt. In the relationship between this piece of meat and this salt, it's pasak kayach hamelach. Whatever influence the salt could have on this particular piece of meat is spent. It won't do anything to this particular piece of meat. Nafkamina, of course, is. If you take that salt and salt the second piece. So there are most paskinim that pasak kayach hamelach, that you're not allowed to use it to salt a second piece of meat because it's pasak kayach hamelach. That's pshat in the Ramah. But look at the last words of the Ramah. V'kolshtein, certainly, sha'asa lechal ha-melech achasham al-chubay. Certainly, you can't eat the salt. Let's say somebody has a sandwich, they don't have any salt. So they go to the back and they take the salt that was salting already, salted the meat with. He washes it, makes sure there's no blood in it, and he wants to use that. So why can't he use the salt? Why not? Because it has bleus of dam. So you can't use it. But Rabbi Shalom, what are the words of Kolshkeg? Read the Ramah. The halacha is simple. You can't use the salt to salt your sandwich because it's treif. It has bleus. But it doesn't follow. The Ramah said, Melo shabalchu by pam achas, osalam loyach by pam shenis. Salt that you use once, you're not allowed to use again, we explain, because pasakaya hamelach. The koshke, what do you mean the koshke, you're not allowed to eat it? Because the pasakaya hamelach, that's not the reason that a person can't eat it. Well, what's the koshke?
What's the koshke? And therefore you can't eat it.
Rabbi Kiva Eger asked this kasha. I can't use it to salt. Koshken, I can't eat it.
I can't use it to salt
meat. What's the koshken? What? It can't be used again to salt, and certainly not to eat. So a koshke, is that a koshke? Maybe it can't be used to salt because pasuk kayach hamelach. Maybe I could eat it. Two separate reasons. You say pasuk kayach hamelach means it absorbed its fill.
Right.
Absorbed its fill. Okay, maybe. Perhaps. Perhaps. I mean, what Rabbi Kiva Eger asked this kasha. We'll see Rabbi Kiva Eger after we see the shach. The Yad Yehuda. Yad Yehuda says that we have to teach the first half of the Ramah. Ramah said you can't use salt a second time. We have to explain two reasons. Either it's pasakayach hamelach. Even if it's not pasakayach hamelach, maybe the melach has bleus of treif. It's going to make the other piece treif. Because it has bleus of dam. Now, I did tarid leflay leibara. Okay. So let's see shach mem. Let's see. Awesome loyach by pam shenis. You're in a butcher store. And you have a worker. And he salted meat. And he did adach achreina. He comes, you come in, he tells you, good news, I thought of a way to save you money. What I did after the adach achreina, I filtered out the salt, and I used the salt, I salted the second batch of meat. Good news. So you tell him good news? That's bad news. You salted a second piece of meat with the same salt? What's, you can't not allowed to do that, you can't salt a second piece. So he gets all upset, he says, okay, I'll redo it. Could he now rinse off the salt and put fresh salt and do a new malicha? So let's see shach mem. Asalim loyach by pam shenis. Avol b'di'evin muta teres chatos. The Rama himself in teres chatos called this vavdin chav says you can do that. Rinse off the bad salt and resalt it. V'nira lizak t'shach tafka im nisbashel chashiv b'di'evin. When do we say b'di'evin muter if you rinsed it off and you cooked it? Avol loy bishloy adayin. If you didn't cook it yet, yadichenu v'yaziv yom lechenu. Rinse off the salt, and salt it again. He's saying two things in the shach. A, if you didn't cook it yet, rinse off the bad salt, and resalt it. And B, if you already cooked it, b'di'eved, we say that the melach could work a second time on a second piece, on a second chaticha. And the way Rafam explained this is because we'll go b'di'eved with samach on the shita. The pasach koyach hamelach only means that the relationship between this piece of meat and this salt is nifsak, but there's got to be a new piece of meat. It still has koyach to be melayach, and b'di'eved with samach on that explanation. B'di'eved, it doesn't have some meruba.
You don't say that the blood that's in the soul goes into the second
meat. So I think, let's see Rabbi Kiva Eger if he addresses that. The Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shach Mem, Nirali, let's see what he says. Nirali Dafkin Mispashal. The shach is makel if something was already cooked without hadach achrayna. Ubeminchas Yaakov kasav the osam loy hodach finim lachshenis. It was salted a second time and it wasn't washed. It's osir. The pasak kayach hamelach v'loynis kasher b'malichadu loytzi damai. He's going to shita that pasak kayach hamelach has a din in the salt, and the salt has no ability to work on the second piece. And mashe kasav hasam lachav b'di'eved. He says the psak of the Teres Chatas that it's mutter b'di'eved, only if it was not cooked and it was hudach v'nim l'chshenis. So he takes on both chumras. If it was cooked, it's aser, and if it's not cooked, you have to rinse it. V'koshali, Frekter B'kiv Eger, v'keit eich kosav ha-ramah kan v'koshken sh'asa lechol ha-melach. Koshken not allowed to eat the salt. Ma koshken hu? What is the koshken? Afim ha-melach mutter lo-echloi. Even if the melech you're allowed to eat, haydo kochach mishum dam dam nisar from melech, we'll say that there's no be'en of dam. The dam is destroyed by the melech. Kamash kosav haran, mekomach osam loich by basar acher the pasak kaychay. If you say pasak kaychay melech, so then what's the koshkei to the eating of the blood? Vitzarachim. Now Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to say that were it not for the michas yakev, it would be good. He only has this kasha because of this michas yakev. He says that im loyhudach v'nid that pasak kaychay melech. Means that it's totally pasak. It's a little unclear why the imkain ech kosav, why that follows. Hakoparim, this is the completion of the first half of Simen Samach Tes, the directions and how to do malicha. I'd like to discuss a couple of shailas that we didn't deal with directly, and next time we're going to start the what if half of Simen Samach Tes. First of all, I'll explain soon. The Rav Palm told me that once he was at a chasana with Rav Moshe Bick, and they had a disagreement over what one should do if a person is eating a piece of chicken and he comes upon a vrid, a vein, and he sees this blood. And I mentioned to you earlier that if there's dam hanitzrar, if you get served a piece of meat, it's more common in chicken, and you could see on the surface, usually on the underside of a bottom, where there are the ribs of the chicken, the tiny little ribs. There's sometimes nitzra dam. There's a glob of dam there. That has to be cut away. Dam, you can't saw blood and make blood kosher, and it happens. It happens sometimes, and that has to be cut away. What happens if you find a vein with dam? He said the Rav Bick had told him that he tells people to cut out the vein and throw it out, and he for himself is machmer k'dei klipa around it, because salting is mavliya k'dei klipa. So he's machmer k'dei klipa. You think a piece of chicken, you start cutting a k'dei klipa around it. It's depending on Europeans would still not throw away anything, but I think most Americans wouldn't bother. So Rav Palm said he doesn't understand. It's a Tshuva Saradvaz, in the Pisrei Tshuva, in the beginning of Simen Samachei, and I'll read it to you, you don't have it there. I am B'Tshuva Saradvaz HaChadoshai, Simen Shin Gimel. Suhu Zal Hoya Machmir Al Atzmai, V'loi Hoya Oichel Oysam Chutim Shim Tzom Ba'oif Muleim Dam, Achar Bishul. He was Machmir Al Atzmai to cut out those chutim, those veins that have blood. El Mashal Chaysam Ba'oichel Ashar. Avaloi Hoya Oysir Al Acherim. But he didn't tell others that it's Aser. It's a Chumrah. even to throw away the vein itself that has blood in it. So, if I mentioned this to me, that it apparently, the shayla kvar dashubai, it's something which, and why should need a kedei klipa around it? Okay, maybe among this you can argue about why and if it should need a kedei klipa around it, but al kapanim, it's a shayla number two. What happens if someone took a chicken, shechted it, and salted it? He didn't cut it open, he didn't remove any of the inner organs. The inner organs are still intact. He just salted the whole chicken. He learned, you know, you could see it happening to someone who, I would say about tshuva, they never saw anybody salt chicken. But I think today, nobody ever saw anybody salt chicken. So somebody knows he's supposed to salt chicken. So he shechts, goes to the shaykhit, the Erev Yom Kippur, he takes the chicken home. Hopefully he's smart enough to take off the feathers. And afterwards, he salts the whole chicken. He puts salt all around the chicken from all the sides. And what's the din now? Now he cuts it open, and he throws out the intestines. He throws out the inside Evarim. What's the din b'di of it?
So, about the liver. Is the liver in there?
The liver, that's a good question. You can't salt the liver. All right, I'll tell you. You'll explain to me if the liver was in there. I have a problem. There are two. This question is addressed in the Prima Gadim, in Mishpat Zav, in Yud Gimel and Tezvav, two apart from each other. And it appears to me to be a contradiction. Maybe as I read it to you, it won't be. I'll read you his lashon. It says Bishar Ephraim. Those who have the Prima Gadim, it's Samates Yud Gimel. It's a new paragraph that starts Bishar Ephraim. Simin Nutes. Tanagaylish Lo Niftecha. In our prints, I don't have a page number. It would be Kusama Tate, rather. Where Simon Sama Test begins.
Okay. So which Prima Gadim?
Daniel, give me a hand. Yud Gimel Bishar Ephraim. Tarnagoyos Shalai Niftacha V'Nimlach Im B'nei Ma'ayim. It's not Im B'li Ma'ayim, it's a princess beside. Im B'nei Ma'ayim. Hoira Litzlois. Shafraim says, Dutzli. Oh, just salting's not good. You start Dutzli. Zakti Prima Gadim, Linyadina Yirali. B'char Tarnagoyos. It's one chicken, they're not a few together. One. Ma B'kash Shalai Niftacha. Who cares if it wasn't opened? Adarabba. It's like a thick piece of meat. And a thick piece of meat you can salt. So what's wrong? Listen to his lashon. Ma bekach shalai niftecha. Adarabba, have a chaticha ava. V'id shema halei v'kavei paltu. If you're worried about the liver or the heart inside the ravdam, ein bekach klum. He says, it's nothing. He means to throw them away and it doesn't matter. That's what he says here. See here, in the Devarim Barurim, he's saying, it's like a thick piece of meat. A thick piece of meat is no problem. Then, in Tezvav, he said, that Tezvav is the more famous Prima Gadim. This is where he says that you should cut open a chicken before you salt it. He says as follows. The end of Mishpat Zav Tezvav, in our prints, it has starts with Kosav, it has also a new paragraph. Kosav Oida Beislachim Yehuda. Roy Lubkaya Ha'oifis L'shnayim. It's proper to cut the chickens into two before salting. Vatam, mushumreya hanichbas bein atzlois. It's hard to get everything out. The lungs of a chicken, which are very tiny, I showed them to you the other week. It's hard to get them out. They stick to the sides. Akal l'shaynai. That's the base lachem Yehuda. The yafa kosav, and he's right. The chen hinakti ani, and I'm knowing that way too. I cut open the chicken before I salt it. Chada l'chatchila e efshalim loyach bifnim b'chal makim. First of all, it's impossible to get salt inside everywhere. V'ayin, and secondly, reya v'tchayel v'kalayis, the lungs, the spleen, and the kidneys. Shalayif hamunachim b'saychay. Af b'di'evad isurim im lo nimlechu rak mitzad echad b'chutz. Da lo nimlechu klal. Da hava eiver acher. Da rasu even b'di'evad, because it's a different eiver. So he says that the salting, I see now, it's not a theory. See, when I read it, it's better. He's saying, what's also b'di'evet? The inner evarim are going to be yasser. He's not saying the whole chicken will be yasser. He says, the inner evarim are going to be yasser. The haver evar acher. V'loidami l'chaticha ava. It's not like one thick piece. So it bothered me, he says, loidami l'chaticha ava. Now I'm reading it to you, what he's, I think he's saying. It's a little hard. He's saying is, the first piece he said, the whole chicken is a chaticha ava. This piece is not a chaticha ava. I guess to answer the stira, what he means to say is, legabi the chicken itself, he's considering it a chaticha ava. Legabi these inner evarim, he's not considering it a chaticha ava. It's a little hard because you're counting them to make the kayach hamelach go through the whole piece. Right, nimlach mitzad echad, we said, b'di'evet, is machlis machaber amar, Rama says it's us. So he's counting as a chaticha ava, so it takes a little bit of imagination to make these two stick, shtim. He says, the first he says, if you salt it all around, the whole thing is good. And then he says, but the inay varim, deloy nimlachu. If deloy nimlachu, how is the whole thing good? It's a difficult thing to understand how the kayach hamelach works. What? It wasn't rinsed off on the inside. Well, I guess he's saying, like a chitichava, if you don't cut it, you don't have to rinse it. And I guess he soaked it to make it rach. He soaked it to make it rach. Yeah, so. And once you cut it, you definitely have to. So, Kaparim, I don't know, there's some people here learning Melicha Baravelsky, so you'll ask him what he says. I'll report back to you. But In our shita houses in the United States, except for Kiryas Yael, all of the large shita houses do not cut open the chicken. However, they do drill a hole into the chicken from the behind the chicken. They drill a hole down, and that hole is big enough for the chashash that the salt doesn't get into the inside. For that chashash that the salt doesn't get in, there's plenty of salt. Those of us who went to Empire many years ago, you stick your hands in. If any is a shy, there's too much salt inside. But which doesn't ask the other. But it's certainly enough. One second. So there they don't. Now there was a problem. When I went to Empire on one trip, I went on a Wednesday. Wednesday Bell's Shech, I don't know if they still do, Bell's Shechs. Bell's chickens don't want to be called Empire. Satmar also shechted in Monroe, but in the contract it was they're not allowed to be Mepharsim. That Satmar shechted in Empire in those days. But I asked him, what's different about Bell's Shechit? Bell, why is it different than regular Empire chickens? So he said, first of all, we choose our own shechtim, which. And he said, second of all, they vacuum the kidneys. What it means is, of all the inner evarim, the kidneys stick the most, and the hardest to get out. But those of you who were there remember there's a contraption that pulls all the inner evarim out. They're hanging on the outside. I have some pictures, I should have brought them. And you see all the evarim outside. The kidneys are in the bottom of the chicken. If you take a bottom and turn it upside down, there's a cavity like the size of a thumb at a corner of the bottom. And that's where the kidney lies. And it doesn't come out easily. So they had a lady there with a small vacuum cleaner with a sharp blade at the end. Her job was to stick it into the chicken and vacuum out kidneys. Her kids asked her, what do you do for a living? She says, I vacuum kidneys. And sounds like a medical profession. Yeah, so the... So the kidneys are really the only issue that existed. Now, you'll tell me you can get a Kiryas Yael broiler chicken. It looks whole. They don't cut it into two pieces. They cut it on one side and open it up. It opens up like the page of a book. If you want to broil it, you can close it back after the malicha, and you could do it subsequently. In Eretz Yisrael, in the Badatz place, they actually have people there with brushes brushing the chickens from the Dam She'olav. As a matter of fact, there are two Arabs, one next to the other. You know, chickens pass on the line open. One does right sides and one does left sides because it's moving. You can't do both. So one does the right side of the chicken and the other one does the left side of the chicken. And that's their job. So, Akoponim, we have a Maramachim that you should cut it open. However, the reasons to cut it open are not really applicable today where you can get plenty of salt in. It's not so much of an issue. There's one last thing I wanted to bring up, and that's a prima gaudim. This prima gaudim is important because it addresses the old Beis Meir, Bas Mechalav Taruvis, the question of Duchid HaSakim. Now you all remember that duqa de sakina and a dava charif. If you cut an onion with a knife, duqa de sakina and a dava charif, they are two chumras. One that ain't a ben yaymeh are all the same, and one that we don't say not barnat. Not barnat means if I cook something parav in a fleshig apat, that's called a not barnat. A not barnat can never answer anything b'di'evet. It's all l'chatchilas. A not barnat, part of a thing cooked in a fleshig apat never answers anything. By a dava charif, we don't say not barnat. If you cut an onion with a fleshig knife, that onion could answer, because that onion is not, doesn't have the coolest of a not barnat. It's considered to be an ikabliya. So you have two chumras. Now I've mentioned to you many times, the Beis Meir says that we're not machmir the two chumras bahadadi. That if it's ain a ben yaymai, if it's not a kairich al chultis, which the Gemara says a dava charif, everything else we're not sure exactly what's a dava charif. So he says the two chumras bahadadi we don't say. That's the chumra of a ain a ben yaymai and not barnat. If it's ain a ben yaymai, it could be mekel to not barnat. That was the Beis Meir's kula. And Rav Palm held very stark by the space mayor, even though there are those who disagree. Now, this here's a prima gadim. Shiloh of the prima gadim is. Prima gadim is in Mishpatzai Zav Chaf Aleph, and again, it's a separate paragraph. Uvda Baliyadi. He writes, Amaisa came and listened to the Shiloh. Echad chotach besakin chalav, I guess, melach kasha. He had a chunk of salt, and he took a milch knife and cut off, chopped off some salt. And what do you do with that salt, guess? Malach b'melach zeh basar. V'loyah shishim neger alav shel sakin. There was no shishim against the blade. And he used this salt to salt chicken. What do you do now with the chicken? So the first two lines, he says, l'chay richa b'yasar. He says, "Hine before b'sim inside the kavav dava charif lo shayach naparnat. By dava charif, you don't say naparnat. Kid muchach mitznayin, like the gemara of tznayin and chulun kofir aleph. Dam loy nois in tamlof gam. And also in the binyame we don't say from the sugi of kairich al chultis. Umelach have a dava charif. He says the two chumras together. So here we're in trouble. That's what he says. But then he says, coming tavish and dochem." And then he turns around and he explains why he was makel behefsin meruba. He says, "Hoya roy lesser abasar filabanot." This is bashul becomes asabanot. Mekamakin. He's mitzarif, but he doesn't rely on these two shitas alone. He says, "Kivin diyeshayim and davacharif layavikim kairit." Some say davacharif is only a kairit shalchitas, the Gemara's case, which is part of the Beis Meir. Because of a taz, dim yesh oid sad noyegin lahakel, that would a tziruf, you could be makel. Says, here I have a tziruf. What's a tziruf? He says, a pichadish hikel, but naparnat. Pichadish himself, it seems, is makel, by a naparnat. Vafranan lekaim alon hachi, mikomokim kan yesh deyosh, shishim bechaticha nega kola melach sha'olav. Plus, by a naparnat, plus, vayna ben yaymai. Vishamachi itarti. So he's saying that here, you have these two tzirufim. It's an aparnat and an eina bin yaymai. Plus, I told you, the Ramah said the shloshim keneged. There are those who hold the shishim keneged. Now, that sheet is not even brought in the Mechaber Ramah. It's a sheet that every piece of meat has shishim keneged the melach sha'olav. So with that tziruf, he's mekel on the two kulas together. Not to be chamachmer, the two kulas together. What? He holds this as a deraisa. No, it wasn't chicken, it was basa. I meant he used the word chicken. It says basa. He says basa. No, he's talking about basa. He's talking about Nisa Deraisa. So here, the prima god, and he's even this, he's Mekel Behefsa Meruba. So it appears that the prima godim does not hold of the Beis Meir, strictly speaking. Those two kulas alone, he wouldn't be Mekel even Behefsa Meruba. But he needs a very small tziruf, a tziruf of a girsa of shishim, in order to be Mekel.